Bush and Richie here with your Daily Takeaway podcast. Brand new show from a brand new set of studios, and everyone's kind of levelling up a little bit. And I've noticed when we've been doing meetings and everything since we've been in the brand new building is that most other members of the team have got one of these fancy new water bowls that everyone's got, which is like, so Richie, you've got a water bowl that's absolutely gigantic.
Yes, yeah, huge. It's a big one. It holds just under a litre of water, but it's got actually markings down the side.
Because you used to have one that used to look like it had hairbands on the side of it or something, didn't it? You had like a strange one, then that went. I think you lost it.
I did.
And then now you've got this other one. And we were in a meeting earlier on, because I'm thinking, oh, I need to get one of these water bottles. And yours appears to have motivational phrases on the side.
It does, yeah.
So just please read out what some of these phrases on your water bottle.
So it says 8 a.m, get started.
Right.
9 a.m, you've got it. 10 a.m, keep chugging. 11 a.m, never give up. 12 p.m, almost there. 1 p.m, you did it. And then you're meant to refill it, and then you go through again through to 7 o'clock. And then you're meant to have drunk the ideal amount of water a day that a human being should.
So two things. First of all, so you're supposed to drink two of them a day by...
Correct.
My God, I don't drink that's anywhere how near much, that.
No, exactly. None of us are drinking enough water. And that's why I'm doing that.
The second thing is, the only thing it's missing is live, love, laugh on there, isn't it? Dance like no one's watching.
I look forward to you receiving yours. At the end of this episode, I will give you a cursory warning.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Very much started to look towards the weekend. It is Thursday afternoon after all. But for me particularly, excited about something that's going on Saturday evening. I am sharing a room with my brother for the first time in over 40 years.
Well, how come you guys are sharing a room?
So, got a family do going on in Kent this Saturday evening.
Firthfest 2024.
Firthfest 2024. Don't know who's playing, but it should be good.
Over the three nights, it does look fantastic.
And we are sharing a hotel room, the two of us. Me and my younger brother. And we haven't shared a room since... Well, since I was six and my youngest brother came along and we moved house. Before that, we've not shared a room since.
It's weird, isn't it? Because you grow up with like bunk beds and all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, you grow up and get families and suddenly it's kind of slightly frowned upon for two brothers in their 40s.
Exactly.
Top and tail.
Yeah, so this Saturday night at the age of 46 and 43, we'll be sharing a room together for the first time in 40 years. Now, as the eldest and the older brother... It would be a missed opportunity, I think, if I don't have a portfolio of pranks ready to play this Saturday night when I share the room.
So you're going to prank him?
That's what I want to do.
Prank him.
Now, you are an older brother as well.
Yep.
What do you reckon?
I think it's fantastic. Tips? Oh, what a missed opportunity. Imagine you wake up the next morning, you didn't even do anything to him.
If I'm driving back Sunday morning, back over the Dartford Crossing, I'm thinking, I should have done that.
Should have done that.
Oh, that would have annoyed him so much, I should have done that.
Can I start you off with a prank that you don't see
Please.
Very much these days?
Do it.
Because kind of, you don't
I've
see
I've actually
this...
got a pen to write stuff down.
Make a little list here, because sadly, the duvet has killed off this prank. But if you go into a hotel, they might have old-fashioned, you know, bed sheets with a blanket and all that
it's
kind of
Kent,
stuff.
And I reckon they'll have nice hotels. So...
Well, this is it. So yeah. this might be the moment for it to come back. And it's double sheeting his bed.
Say again, sorry.
Let's call it double folding. So, yeah, don't do that. That'd be awful. You'll never speak again. It'd be awful.
Double folding his bed.
What you do is you get the, you know, the inner like blanket you have, the very thin blanket that you get into with the bigger blanket on top of you
yes.
in hotel rooms.
Yeah, yeah.
You take that out and refold it so that it's really tiny and he can't get his legs in that far. Just like a little tiny envelope. But if there's enough weight on top of it, he'll get in and get stuck like a lobster pot.
Now, would that work if I get the key first of all? Because if he gets in there first, that's tricky, isn't it?
You have to lure him out. If he's already in there, then you have to wait till night time and then double sheet it.
Right, top of the list, double sheeting.
Yes.
Now, Emil, who works here, has got in touch suggesting a potato at the foot of the bed. Am I missing what the prank is there?
What's that even do, potato at the foot of the bed?
Merely, all he's put is potato at the foot of the bed.
That's so bizarre. I've heard of a lot of pranks in my time. I've never heard of that one before.
If you've got any other suggestions, 8, 12, 15.
Never, ever accept a sleepover invitation at Emil's house. That's the other learning from tonight's show. One other one I was going to chuck in the mix. You need to do this to someone who's maybe had a couple of drinks and has passed out a little bit. But
right.
This used to work quite well if they've got to get the bus home or are walking around in front of people the next day. Little pen spider's web behind the ear. Always kind of good. gives kind of prison vibes. Okay. And they're not aware of it because they can't see it.
So I've got to draw that on in the middle of the night?
Yeah, just go over to him, little biro, back of the ear, spider's web. Looks like he's done a 15-year stretch. Everyone's a winner.
Paul says, fresh prawn in his pillowcase. It's nice and simple.
Sounds like a folk song. One other thing as well, and people, we appreciate loads of people have got in touch about this. As a lot of them we can't use.
Yes. Right?
The amount of people that are sending chocolate bar related things, you all know who you are. It's just a fantastic register. We're going to put a little red flag next to every single one of you because we know who you are now.
80% Mars bar, 20% Snickers.
Snickers is taking it, that realism, really to the next level. Tom, who's building in Manchester, says, sorry about everyone.
Horrible image you just painted.
I don't know where that came from. He says, take this
your
more,
mind.
This is more straightforward and innocent. Take the drinks out of the mini fridge and hide them in the pillowcase. I used to do it to my dad all the time. Just don't forget to take them out again. It will have a very angry chambermaid. Okay.
Right, Foxy, what's your idea?
The shower head.
Right.
Put some blue dye in it or some red or any colour you want.
Right.
Then screw the shower head back on. Then when your brother goes in the shower, he gets covered in either blue or red dye or whatever colour you want.
What a decision to make. Blue dye, quite a lot of fun. Looks like a gunging on Nickelodeon. Red dye, he'll never forget it for the rest of his life and think he's actually died.
Red seems a lot more fun.
It's terrifying, though, isn't
it? I prefer red. I'm a Sheffield United fan, so I prefer red personally.
Have you done this before? Have you tried this before?
Similar, but not something that we'd air.
Oh, dear. I don't even... So many people got such terrible potential mental images of what that might be. We can't go there.
Yellow dye is also quite fun, isn't it?
Again, I think that sends the wrong signals as well.
Andy's suggesting hide a Bluetooth speaker somewhere this weekend. Whoa. While your brother is in the bedroom alone, blast something out at loud volume. I suggest James Brown, I Got You.
Not the first thing that popped into my mind. I'm thinking Lineker or Match of the Day, FA Cup special. Keep them coming in. Some good, you must have a good list so far.
A good list of pranks that I can play on my brother as we share a bedroom for the first time in 40 years.
8, 12, 15 for those. Also, a question for you. Would you be up for organising a tea break trivia quiz for your own workplace, football team or family? You could sort one out this coming weekend if you get together. We created a quiz pack that you can download and do with your mates, and it's all for a good cause as well. It's all part of Cash for Kids Day as we try and support the 2.4 million children whose only hot meal a day comes at school. We want to support those families during the school holidays. So just head online now to absoluteradio.co.uk, make a little donation of your choice to get your tea break trivia quiz pack.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Right, Simon's hanging on. What have you got for us, Simon?
An awkward phone call conversation you could set your brother up for. So, yeah, he could ring up thinking he's got a free pizza and free room service, and the person on the other end of the line won't have a clue what he's on about, and he'll look like an absolute muffin.
So how do I engineer that, then?
Well, you pre-print off a menu.
Right, so he's
get up beforehand with a hotel logo on it.
So Richie's got to go and get the image of the hotel.
Yep.
He's got to get their branding. Yep. He's got to get a Snappy Snaps and then laminate someone to put in the room.
No. I don't think I have to do all of that. I think this is a genius idea. Now, you well know our producer Nick, dab hand with Photoshop.
He's very good on Photoshop, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah, and he's in with us tomorrow. So I wonder whether this idea is a goer. This is fantastic.
There you go.
He's very proud of it.
Cheers, mate.
Good luck. I'll be listening in.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Thank you all, Richie, as well, obviously, for being cool about me having my five-year-old daughter, Thea, with me
pleasure.
In the studio yesterday. If you listened to last night's Takeaway podcast or whatever, she was talking whilst doing Minecraft. But apart from that, she's well-behaved.
Humming away.
She hadn't listened to any of the show at all. She played Minecraft all the way through it.
Probably wise.
But so, obviously, it's the whole Easter holidays thing going on at the moment. We've got childcare sorted today because Thea, my five-year-old, is hanging out with her little mate, Ivy, who she goes to school with. Ivy's mum is a head teacher at a school in Essex, and today she's taking the pair of them to the school that she works at because she needs to do some admin.
Brilliant.
So to all day, Ivy and Thea have had the run of the entire school to themselves.
Amazing.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Amazing.
And there's something about having the entire, a whole building or an area to yourself that gives you this kind of sense of like being in a movie or something. I remember when I was in my, probably like 15 or 16, one of my mate's mums used to be a cleaner at a local primary school in Brixham in Devon. And this is during the summer. And whenever she used to go in and clean in the evening, we would go and play like seven-a-side football on the yard.
Oh, wow.
But then you'd go in to go and get some water from an incredibly small water fountain because it was a primary school. And you just felt like you were in a film. Like you're broken into the school and you had the run of the place. So I just thought we'd put it out there in honour of what Thea and Ivy have been up to today. Have you ever had like an entire building or a place to yourself for some reason?
It's such a privilege that I've had that because I can't honestly say that I've really had that. But I remember going in at the weekend sometimes to my dad's office, but that was an accountancy firm and my word, that's a dry place.
Quite low on partying,
yeah,
that, isn't
really
it? Do you
was,
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, Stu has texted to say he worked on cruise ships and when we were in dry dock, the ship had no power or water while they did repairs.
Wow.
And there was only a handful of us on a huge cruise ship getting drunk and partying.
That's incredible.
Hertz says on Twitter, once part of a small team of police officers providing temporary security overnight at Blackpool Airport, between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m, there were no flights and no staff. We had the whole airport to ourselves.
Wow.
You'd have to have a go on a little buggy.
Wow.
One of those. Wouldn't
that
be good? Lorna says he used to work in Asda. After closing, a friend and I would take turns pushing each other round in a trolley. Round and round doing donuts. It was amazing fun, she adds, although we didn't realise the security cameras record literally everything.
Neil's in Canterbury. Bree says, I once had an RAF C-130 transport plane all to myself to transport me and a Land Rover radio detachment to Cyprus from the UK. I've just looked up aforementioned RAF C-130 transport plane. It's a big one. Four propellers.
That to himself. Who is he? Andy McNabb? That's amazing. We've got Adam on the line. Adam, what do you have to yourself then, mate?
Yeah, I had an entire bowling alley to myself one evening late at night.
How does that come about?
Long story short, I was the manager in a key holder. I'd just got home. I got a house full of friends for a few drinks. I was a lot younger. And the alarm went off. So I had to go back to make sure the building was secure. So it seemed like too good an opportunity to miss. So I got a minibus, went back to the bowl, took my friends, drank, bowled, played laser tag in an empty building, popping up behind the lanes. It was brilliant.
Oh,
wow. I think if you're booking a minibus to get friends over there, you've already gone too far. You know what I mean? The Rubicon has been crossed at that point.
Yeah.
But what an amazing thing. You must have been like the Big Lebowski getting everyone over there bowling and drinking.
It was, it was pretty immense. It was about like too good an opportunity to miss.
And the great thing is, unless I misheard, you are managing said bowling alley. So you can make it all right the next morning.
Oh, that's right. Well, the cleaners came in. We were still there. They wondered what was going on. But, we got away with it. I was in charge.
Do you know what? Because we went bowling recently with the show, or a few months ago. I've always wondered what goes on around the back there. You know, what does it look like back there where all the pins drop down on bits of string and all that stuff? What is there?
Just a lot of machines. There was mechanics that had to deal with it all because, there's a lot of... It was very mechanical. A lot of cogs, a lot of moving parts, a lot of belts. Dangerous. But,
dangerous.
Yeah, interesting.
Hope you stayed out of there when you're having your party.
Maybe.
Oh, dear.
He's playing laser tag around there, isn't he?
He sure is.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
It's time for Find a Word For, where we find a situation in life that currently doesn't have a word. And we come up with a word for it.
Yes, we do. You might be commuting home right now and actually see this going on in front of you. It's a horrendously annoying situation. Tonight we are finding a word for putting a bag on the seat next to you on the train to stop someone sitting next to you.
Is that not one of the most annoying things ever? People think that they can get away with that as well?
Yeah, we see you, all of you that do that. And what you need to do is look around. There'll be racks above you. You put your bag up there if you want.
These people know what they're doing.
They know what they're doing.
And it's even worse sometimes what they'll do is they'll sit on the outside and then put their bag on the inside.
Yes, because they kind of think, oh, no one's going to go past my knees, and then they see my bag there and this will work.
I know what I'll do. I'll pretend to be asleep as well. That'll do it.
Yeah.
We'll start coughing.
We see you.
We 100% see you. This hour of the show is shining a light on your ill behaviour.
You are seat baggers.
Seat baggers. I don't have one, but I'm gonna piggyback on yours.
I'm fine with that.
So, for example, then I got on the number 57. But actually, they don't call trains that, do they?
No, they don't. No.
Let's say the 7:57 this evening, and it was absolutely jam packed with seat baggers.
Yeah, they were all seat bagging.
Non-stop seat bagging.
Yeah,
that's very, very good.
Thank you. 8:12:15. Find a word for putting a bag on the seat next to you on the train to stop someone sitting next to you.
We've had some crackers come in already, but we have actually got a voice note from a member of the Absolute Radio family on this particular subject. None other than our very own Dave Berry from the Dave Berry Breakfast Show here on Absolute Radio, who has a suggestion for what this should be called. Dave, take it away.
Hello, boys. I hope you're not doing any duffel hogging. That's right. You can spot the people who are duffel hogging. They put their bag, obviously a duffel being a variety and type of bag, on the seat next to them, and you watch as the train or tube carriage or bus gets busier and busier. All along, the duffel hogger is hoping that they will not have to move their bag from that seat. They want to keep the duffel on the chair, but eventually they're going to have to move it. They're going to have to do the right thing and let another human being sit down. Don't be a duffel hogger, people. Do not duffel hog.
Hopefully Dave has got an entire pub of people staring at him whilst he's recording that.
I really hope so. It sounds like a government sort of warning advert, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Don't be a duffel hogger.
Yeah, your country needs you.
Yeah.
That's good.
Very good, Dave. Very good. We might decide on that one. Daniel's gone with poor formism.
And Ronnie says scambags said in a Cockney accent. If you can do better, we want to hear it. It's 8:12:15.
Kira says they're a space bandit, overthrowing seat space, and are usually highly skilled personal space occupiers too.
Very, very strong, good legal speak in that as well from Kira. Arnus and Carl, who are on their way home, say, what about satchel hyperseaterism?
Oh, wow.
Don't even understand what any of that means, but I like the sound of it.
Harry, what's yours?
I like bag blagger.
Bag blagger?
Yeah, someone's a total bag blagger. And if you say it aggressively, they'll move the bag.
If Harry told me to move the bag, I'd move the bag.
I think I would.
I really would move the bag.
It's good, Harry.
Cheers, mate.
No messing, he's gone.
Bye.
The noise of the past. It's Bush and Ritchie's Sound of the Decades. Absolute Radio Noughties.
Deja vu, anybody?
We're back.
We're back, and so is Stuart. Most importantly, Stuart, are you there?
I'm here, guys. Sorry about that.
Wonderful. Just about. That's good.
Just hanging in there. Where are you, Stu, with this crazy reception?
I'm in East Winston in Sussex.
Okay, is that like rural? In the middle of a forest or something?
No, I'm actually at home.
As a lad from East Sussex, trust me, mobile phones have made it there, so he's it's fine. It's
yeah,
fine.
Just been
playing Snake on your phone before he called us, is that right, Stu?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go on with this.
Yes, let's whilst the lines are being kind to us, let's go for it. So we're in the noughties, let's remind ourselves of the sound. There it is. Stuart, while we have you, what do you reckon that is?
I believe it's a RoboSapien toy.
RoboSapien toy? What is a RoboSapien toy?
It's like a robot program to make moves, and the noises it makes when you press the taunt button.
The taunt button?
Taunt button? How? What percentage right do you reckon you are? How sure?
75?
75 conservative.
Yes, he is indeed. Well, it's only going for 3 days. Let's find out.
You're a winner, and you've won.
Yes.
Now he moves.
I think he was more confident than he was letting on there.
Yeah, well, RoboSapien, if you don't know what it is, have a little listen to this. There's full sound effects of it. Really weird toy.
Sounds like me when I get up.
Yeah. It's a little dancing robot from the 2000s. You're absolutely right.
You have got yourself a signed Home Time digital radio. Congratulations, Stuart.
Fantastic. Brilliant. Thank you.
Good lads, you might be able to hear stuff, but you can't speak to anyone because your phone reception's not so good.
Sound of the Decades returns on Monday.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
That's your episode of the Daily Takeaway. Remember at the beginning we were talking about the big water bottles?
I've sat through the whole show with this warning that's coming my way about the water bottle I've just ordered.
And you were stunned that you have to drink two of these for your recommended amount of water.
Yeah.
As you said, none of us are drinking enough.
Yeah.
When you do drink enough, the age that you and I are, oh my God, I'm up in the night.
Are you? Oh no.
It's so bad.
Well, you're already. I thought you were taking a lot of quite serious phone calls, but it's just you getting up and going to the toilet during the show.
Yeah.
So in the evenings, it's even worse.
It's horrendous, yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Maybe I might cancel my order. I'll stay dehydrated.